Hello, and welcome to You Should Hear This, a podcast for the Everyday Association Professional. I'm Nick Estrada, your host. If you've been listening to our episodes, you'll know that we've just finished our second season recently. So you may be thinking, well, what the heck is this new podcast? Well, today's a transition episode of sorts. This podcast started as a simple conversation a few years ago with the Young Professionals Committee of ISAE. We worked together to dream up topic ideas, potential speakers, how we wanted to approach the podcast, and then we kicked this off in 2021. I've had the pleasure of being the host of this podcast for two seasons, and through this, I've been able to connect with professionals from different areas of expertise all around the country and continue learning something new and valuable from each and every conversation. But more importantly, we've been able to produce 31 episodes over our two seasons with more than 1,500 downloads, and even reaching across the pond with some downloads in Europe. Today will be my last time hosting, but I am so excited to be introducing you to our new host so you can learn a little bit more about him. I'd like to introduce you to our Season 3 You Should Hear This host, Chris Beeman, CAE. Chris is the Corporate Partnerships Officer for the Sigma Foundation for Nursing, responsible for cultivating and generating corporate philanthropic support for Sigma Nursing, formerly Sigma Theta Tau Honor Society of Nursing, and their events and programs. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Nick. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. It feels weird to maybe this be the last one, but I am excited for our listeners to learn a little bit more about you.
Absolutely. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So I guess tell me why you're excited. You know, this always seems like a weird one. People are like, I'm going to be a podcast host. And I don't know that I probably knew what that meant when I signed up for it originally, but I guess just tell me why you're interested and why you're looking forward to this.
Sure. Yeah. I think it's an interesting role to play because you get to be the first person to hear some of the most exciting, innovative, and cool conversations that are happening in associations. You know, Nick, it's been interesting and fun to listen to you interview various guests on so many topics that are affecting association leaders and nonprofit leaders and people who are planning on, you know, becoming CEOs of those organizations someday. And, you know, you've grown the podcast to more than 1,500 listeners, as you've said, which is really impressive. And to me, it's just clear that this podcast has the conversations with experts and thought leaders and folks doing inspirational work within associations that they truly, you know, it's almost like they know they should hear this, right? I mean, it just speaks to the title. And so I'm excited to play this role and be a part of this work moving forward.
Yeah, you mentioned, right, that I'm one of the first to hear, right, some of these conversations that we have. And it's odd. I'm now excited to be one of the listeners, right? So now I get to hear it alongside everybody else and kind of feel that excitement of, you know, a new episode's dropped. So I'm really looking forward to that. As we think about that, right, we're looking forward to season three. What are you most looking forward to as you take over as the host?
Well, I will say it's a huge honor to begin with, just the experience in general, working with the ISAE team on topics and scheduling and, you know, being the person to interview some of these really cool people. I've been involved with ISAE for a number of years, but to be asked to help carry this podcast into its third season is just, it's amazing. It's awesome. Probably the specific thing I'm looking forward to most is connecting with people who, again, are doing that really cool and innovative work. Again, the title, You Should Hear This, really speaks to the type of topics that we're covering because it's material that associations and nonprofit professionals can use and apply in their daily work. And the conversations that have been had on this podcast so far and that I'm going to work hard to carry forward, they're eye-opening, they're thought-provoking, and they're inspirational, even when a topic might be challenging, daunting, or scary. I think that inspirational piece and sort of that empowering, you can do this, you've got it, type message is something that we all kind of need right now.
Yeah, I think the ability to use these as springboards for future conversations, even in your own association, I think is really, really powerful. And as the host the past couple of years, right, it's been interesting to hear these conversations that I have with folks. And then I leave and I go into some of my own meetings and I'm like, you know, hey, I was just talking with somebody about, you know, whatever topic, you know, as we look to our meetings. And now that's got me thinking about these new ideas that I should be utilizing in my day-to-day work as well. And so
I would agree. I think that's probably one of the really exciting things to get to do in this is to find those things that folks should hear about so that they can help move those forward in their own organizations. You know, obviously we probably don't have every recording complete. You know, I have a little bit of that behind the curtains understanding of how this whole process works, you know, but do we, you know, for our listeners, do we have any kind of topic ideas or some things that they might be able to, you know, think that they'll be able to hear in the upcoming season?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple things to look forward to in this season. We are going to carry on the tradition of interviewing the ISAE Executive of the Year, which is really exciting for me. This person who's recognized by peers or those who are mid-career, and I think it's going to be a really powerful conversation. As, of course, associations are faced with all these external factors, things changing, new generations coming in, AI is taking over the world. We're going to be talking about quite a few association trends, what to pay attention to, what people should be watching, and what we should be thinking about as association professionals. The third one that I'm super excited about is imposter syndrome. So the Young Professional Committee hosted a summit last year, and we had a phenomenal speaker on imposter syndrome, and she has graciously volunteered to be a part of this season. And I'm excited. I heard that message at the summit, and I'm really excited to share and have the opportunity to interview her. And then last but not least, we've heard some interest in project management. So we've got all these tools and resources and deadlines, and we're smaller staffs or we're growing staffs. There's just a variety of things happening in terms of project management. So being able to talk to someone who has a focus on what that can look like and how we should be working with our various teams to collaborate and communicate on our projects is also something I think people will look forward to. And Nick, you know, I'm curious how we hear from our listeners what topics they're interested in, how if they're interested in a topic that we've not covered today or the podcast hasn't covered, how should they let us know about that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's always great to hear from our listeners, right? Questions. As the ISAE team, I think we'll put out some posts that, you know, maybe some topics are coming up or we're going to have a recording on something. But definitely encourage people to engage and interact with the ISAE team in that way. Shoot them an email if there is a topic that you're interested in, because I think that helps make those conversations easier for you as a host, because you have a better understanding of kind of what you're looking for and how to kind of make that meaningful and impactful for the listeners at the end of the day.
Awesome.
So, you know, I think as part of this transition, we should get you going on asking your own questions. You've already kickstarted it now a little bit, but I do think it's important, right? Let you start to ask those. So is there anything you want to know from me before I drift into the ether of the podcast world?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, the podcast is 31 episodes to date, which is cool. And I'm curious, as host, what are two or three of the biggest things you've learned from your conversations with guests?
I would say the first two kind of things I've learned are kind of generic, maybe, and maybe more soft skillish. But I think the first is really a push for active listening, right? So as I think about my interactions with people, you know, again, some behind the scenes piece, we have a script, we have some questions that we put out, we have kind of a generic flow for how we hope these conversations may go. But also at the same time, what has become, and I hope listeners have felt this, right, as they look at like new episodes that have come out versus some of the first ones that we ever did, right, I would hope they feel more conversational. And the part of that, it was with some conversation with the young professional, was like, that just felt like an interview and it needs to be a conversation. And I said, okay, well, let's figure out how to do that. And I think a big part of that, again, was that active listening. Like, I need to listen to what the guest is saying, because if they bring something up, even if it wasn't one of my questions, like, I need to talk about it now. We need to ask some new questions on that. And I can't do that as well if I am taking all my notes on the other screen, or if I'm, you know, when I come into these meetings, I close my Teams, I close my emails, right? Like all that kind of stuff. I got to get rid of those distractions, because I do need to be able to listen and have that conversation. And my hope is as well that that's also translated a little bit into my actual career and how I work with other people as well, that that is a part that's there, and that I'm not always preparing for like that next statement that needs to be made. But the other piece of that, I think, that again is a little bit of a soft skill, is asking better questions, right? So understand,
because I've been listening, I can now hopefully ask something in a different way. I can ask a better question. I understand a little bit more about the topic maybe that I'm trying to get into. And so I think that has been a good conversation to have. I think in terms of a few things that I learned from actual guests, you know, we had some good conversations on career growth, you know, those promotions or how to take risks in your career. And I'm kind of in that, I'm about to leave the young professional age range. And so, right, like those are some conversations that are kind of weighing on me. And so they were a fun conversation, obviously, just from the podcast perspective, but also meant a lot to me as a professional, as I started to figure out how do I ask those questions within my own career trajectory and how do I approach those conversations. And so I personally took a lot from those. And then I really loved my conversation with Sarah Sladek on Gen Z, because this is probably putting millennials in a box, but I think millennials hate being put in a box, right? Like we hate the fact that everything has always been referred, well, those millennials. And so I'm trying to make sure, right, in that conversation is that I'm not doing the same thing to Gen Z, right? So I'm trying to learn about Gen Z. I'm trying to understand how I can work better with them. And I always love that she's got people on her team that are Gen Z, right? So she's not up there pontificating about what she believes and what she's learned. No, she like walked down the hall and asked that Gen Z guy that works for her, right? And so I think that that was just a really fun conversation. And I'm thankful to have had the opportunity to participate in those.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for sharing that. I think that, you know, it's interesting. I was reflecting on that very conversation recently with someone, and they were reminding me that as millennials up and coming, we always said, and again, this stereotyping, but you know, the conversation was, well, we won't treat young people the way we're being treated when, you know, they're up and coming on the rise. And it's like, now that's not necessarily playing out the same way that we thought. And so there's some introspection and self-reflection that I too took away from those episodes with Sarah. Nick, I'm also curious, is there anyone that you interviewed during season one or two that intimidated you?
Oh, yeah. There were several. So if you listened kind of early on, you'll remember that I had a fantastic opportunity to speak with Michelle Mason from
ASAE, yeah.
Right? So she came in as the new CEO of ASAE. And just through some great connections of ISAE, she agreed. She said, yeah, I'll chat with you. And I was so nervous about that conversation, right? Because it's just like, not only is she just such a well-known professional in the industry, but like she literally represents the pinnacle of the Association for Associations, right?
Right.
I mean, we would all be like, oh my gosh, look at what ASAE's done. And like, that's how I can model some of what my own association can do. And so that was a very intimidating conversation. She was fantastic, really gracious with her time. And so I was so thankful to be able to speak with her. But yeah, that was probably the one that I was like, oh man, do not mess this up. Because if I mess this conversation up, the whole association world is going to be like, Nick who? I don't want to.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Hopefully there aren't too many. Although, you know, it's really fun to have conversations with people like that. And again, I look forward to those because even as intimidating as they might be, I mean, just the opportunity to hear firsthand and be a part of that dialogue is just wicked impressive. So, and you've handled it all with grace, and it's made it look super easy and fun. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah. All right, Nick. So I have one final question. As the future host, season three host of the podcast, what's the best piece of advice for me that you could give?
So I kind of already mentioned this a little bit, but I do think it is listen. But listen from the perspective, and I think you're unique because you have this now, right? We've had listeners of the podcast, which is exciting. But listen as if you are one, right? So as you're being the host, think about all the times when you were listening to an episode and the thing you wanted to hear, or what would have made that conversation better or stronger or made it resonate more with you, and ask those kinds of questions, right? I think I was at, I'm going to say a disadvantage. I don't know that it was actually like a real life disadvantage, right? But because I've never listened to our podcast, right? I was always at, as you mentioned, right? I was always at the forefront of its development. Never had an opportunity to really listen to those. I would listen back to them every now and then, but it also feels weird to hear your own voice. So you'll also probably run into that at some point. would have these in my queue, right, in my podcasts. And then all of a sudden, I'd start to hear myself on the radio and I was like, nope, we're going to skip that. But I think that you'll have that unique opportunity now where you've been following along. And so you can help guide the trajectory a little bit more. But again, listening from that specific perspective. So that's different, a little bit more than active listening. It's just listening from that perspective of a listener so that you can help create that experience that we want a listener to have.
That's a great point. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, I think, you know, coming from being a listener to now being a host, I do think I'm at more of an advantage than, you know, just getting started out, because it's like I've listened to these podcasts and, you know, there are the things that I hope to get from them that I can carry into some of those conversations to make sure we hit on key points. But I want to pause there too and just mention, like, you were phenomenal at that, you know, whether that was intentional or not. You really, you know, you were able to help the guest bring out some key points that listeners really were able to, again, apply to their day-to-day work or maybe help change their mindset around certain topics or conversations. So thanks so much for sharing that advice, Nick.
Yeah, of course. And you know, it's really been a pleasure to be the host of this podcast. You know, I think it was so interesting, again, just some of the background and context. Like, I remember when we were all talking about the idea, I remember going, I think it was still Stu at the time was on staff. And I said, you know, look, I'm really excited about the podcast. I find the concept really engaging and exciting, but I don't necessarily want to like force my way into being the host, right? Like I would be interested, but I also want that to be like a group decision. And I remember him basically coming back and saying like, oh no, I think everyone wants you to do it. So let's talk about how we make that happen. And so hearing that statement from you, I appreciate that. And as I kind of wrap up my time, you know, I'd be remiss to not thank some other folks as well. And I think it's really important to do that. So I want to thank obviously ISAE. We wouldn't have this podcast if it weren't for the support of the staff, of the association, of the board of directors for believing, I think, in the work of the Young Professionals Committee. I want to thank the Young Professionals Committee because I think that they have been paramount to moving this forward, even especially when we started to run out of topic ideas, right? Like they're the group that really helped generate those and get us moving to come up with some of those things. And then I really want to thank a few specific people. So Millie Lawrence, she was, you know, one of the first staffers to really kind of take over and support me in this process. You know, when we first started, it was, you know, Nick was writing intros and Nick was scheduling appointments and Nick was doing these things. And I finally said, like, I can't do all these things. And Millie really stepped in and took large ownership of that. And I think really helped me to focus on the things that I needed to focus on as a host. As she went away, I definitely want to make sure I thank Rashawn Lucio. He's been great. We've joked many times. He's perfected his Nick voice as he helps to write scripts for me, which he very much has. And so that's been really exciting to see. And then Noah Hutton, you know, it really does take a team. I think if you've never done a podcast in your own organization, there are a lot of hands that go into this. And Noah's been our editor and really pulled all that information together. Because again, I can have conversations, but I'm not pulling a podcast together in terms of editing it. And so I'm very thankful to him. And truly, I think at the end, thanks to our listeners as well, because we wouldn't continue doing this if people weren't listening. And so just a big thanks to them as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Nick, too, for all of your hard work that you've done for the past two seasons as host. And as you mentioned, and recognizably played other roles as well as the development of the podcast was taking off. So like I said, I know I have big shoes to fill, but I'm really looking forward to it. And I feel that there's an outstanding foundation set for the podcast and, you know, with lots of support behind it. So it's very exciting.
Well, thank you again very much for that. And maybe as our final transition piece here, maybe you'll do the honors of closing out this episode.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thanks, Nick. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of You Should Hear This. If you have any questions you'd like answered or future topics you'd like us to explore, please send us an email at info@isae.org. I look forward to being your season 3 host.